Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got Jess Jurisma here with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department, and one more time too, chatting with James Marshall, and we're going to be talking about a very special week. November 1st through to the 7th is Carbon Monoxide Awareness Week. Jess and James, welcome. Good to see you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us back again.
James, one last kick at the can here. So let's talk about November 1st through to the 7th is Carbon Monoxide Awareness Week. Now, this is a very important one when we talk about smoke alarm safety and that sort of thing. But boy, when we talk about this one, the silent killer, you know.
Yeah, so carbon monoxide alarms are just as important, if not maybe more important than smoke alarms. And we kind of push home the smoke alarm message a lot. But carbon monoxide is an invisible, odorless, colorless gas created when fuels don't burn completely in your home. It can be caused by different fuel burning appliances, such as your stoves, wood stoves, gas fireplaces, from the exhaust, from your car and your garage.
Yeah, things you're not even thinking about.
Exactly. Yeah. There's so many things that could cause carbon monoxide in your home. So it is imperative to have that alarm. Essentially, carbon monoxide, when you're exposed to it, starts to replace the oxygen in your blood. So it can be eventually a fatal thing. So very important to have those alarms so that you can get notification to be able to get out of your home if you are experiencing a carbon monoxide leak from somewhere.
Exactly. And we talk about battery-operated alarms, but, you know, check those, of course. But even if they're hardwired, check those as well.
Yes, a lot of the hardwired alarms still have batteries, depending on whether you have the ones with batteries or potentially a 10-year sealed battery. They still need to be changed, the batteries in the regular ones, and also tested monthly. Similar to our smoke alarms, we like to test those on a monthly basis. The carbon monoxide alarms should be tested as well to know that they're working.
Okay, let's get to James in on the conversation. And we touched on a lot of things right there, James, but especially when you have outdoor appliances that are meant for outdoors, don't bring them indoors or use them indoors, that sort of thing.
Yeah, we tend to run into that more as the weather gets cooler, whether it's a barbecue, people yank that into their garage out of the rain, or if the weather's gotten a little punky and all of a sudden they've got their generator inside the house. That will cause fatal levels of carbon monoxide very quickly. One of the key things to know with this as well is that it'll impact your pets and your kids, smaller individuals, if you will, faster. You might start feeling sick, but it could have a fatal level already building up in your pets and your children. So it's imperative that if you have any kind of fuel burning appliance or if you have an attached garage, that you have one of these carbon monoxide alarms installed.
Okay, Jess, if, heaven forbid, something is happening or you suspect something is happening, what should people do if they suspect carbon monoxide poisoning?
Yeah, definitely call your emergency number. You can call the fire department directly if you know that local number, or in the case if your carbon monoxide alarm is going off, to call 911. A small amount of carbon monoxide could affect you over a longer period of time, or a large amount can affect you in a short period of time. So you really don't know. You don't want to have that exposure for a long time. So definitely getting out of your house as quickly as you can to a fresh area outside, and then calling the emergency number to get some help. And we have the detectors and the gas readers to be able to know and to detect where that is coming from. And then at that point, you know, if you need somebody to come repair your furnace or whatever the case may be, you can reach out and have those appliances fixed.
Again, it's November 1st through to the 7th, Carbon Monoxide Awareness Week. And again, with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. James, is there anything you want to add to this? I think we covered a lot of the various topics on this, but anything else you want to add to that?
What we want folks to do is, if your carbon monoxide alarm goes off, check the date. You know, if you're feeling off, if you're feeling sick, drowsy, nauseous, absolutely get out. If you're feeling absolutely fine and one carbon monoxide alarm's going off, check your date. You should be aware they do expire after 10 years, but it's not uncommon for them to start going a little goofy after seven. You could move carbon monoxide alarms around in your house, see if you're getting strange levels. So if in doubt, get out, call 911. If it's a case of you haven't changed your batteries in 8 years, take a look at that, because we'd rather leave our firefighters either at their jobs or with their families. But if you are feeling sick, make sure that you do call us.
Mm-hmm. Again, if in doubt, get out. Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to mention, we don't like talking about snow just yet. I personally ran into big problems with this last year, where the wind came from a different direction than what it normally does, and I was out hourly shoveling out my vents for my furnace and water heater. And so have somebody that that you can delegate to do that, or check for your neighbors.
And be aware of that, too.
Be aware of that. Because, yeah, you, even knowing and having dealt with that through the fire service, I was surprised at how quickly it was building up for
sure.
us.
Sure. Or just, I'm thinking back to last Christmas holidays. My gosh, that snow came so fast and so quickly and piled up so fast.
Yeah, I had to set an alarm to get up every couple hours and go out and shovel. And yeah. I didn't love it, but it's a lot easier than trying to restart the furnace, and it's a lot safer than having a buildup of carbon monoxide in your home.
All right, thanks for that. Let's get just back in on the conversation to kind of wrap things up. Again, it's November 1st through the 7th, Carbon Monoxide Awareness Week, and the great people with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department have all of the details, and so many great events have been happening too.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks very much again for having us. It is really just at the end of the day, an awareness that it is something that could potentially happen in your house, and just making sure you have those alarms in place. And if you are in doubt, call the fire department. That's why we're here. If you need help with your alarms, we'll come and do a home inspection for you, check to make sure that they're in the proper places, that they're working properly, and that they're in date. So we're always here to help.
Always here to help. And more events coming up. And the schools, again, they can reach out and get in touch with you, Jess, for get-togethers, that sort of thing?
Yes, for sure. We visited most of the schools in our area over our fire prevention week, which is amazing. Love seeing the kids, and they love when we come to visit. So we'll continue on with that.
All right, and we'll continue our conversations with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department, and we'll say goodbye to James, though. James, we're going to miss you, but I know you've left it here in great hands with Jess, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. She just needs me to drive her places now. I'm not really needed here.
it's chauffeur.
Yeah.
There you go. James Marshall and Jester Itzma with Perth East at West Perth Fire Department. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.